Guys, welcome everybody. I call you blessed in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer here, and I'm in the studio today with Brother Mark Crawford, my brother from down under. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, you've been here all week, man.
Yeah, I have.
And we had the conference.
Yeah.
We did the live Daystar thing on Wednesday night.
It's great, and it's great to be in Texas.
Yeah, right on.
I'm starting to learn how to say y'all.
Oh, I'm telling you, and you did that so well. Said nobody ever on the planet Earth. That's okay. I'll be the last person in the world to criticize anybody's accent. I promise you, I'm not the guy to do that. Like, are you serious? Pot meet kettle, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I bless you, and you actually preach here on Sunday, and you are a prophetic voice in my life, and you have been for a number of years.
Yep.
And the Lord has used you very significantly on two different occasions to actually change my course, to actually come in and interrupt a move from hell and bring a prophetic word in my life that set me in the right direction. And that's a big deal.
Yep.
That's a big deal. So that apostolic prophetic role that you have. So let's talk a little bit about just the prophetic.
Yep.
I can vouch for everybody that's listening right now. Again, dude, the prophetic words that you brought me, it literally changed my ministry, changed my life. And you know what those situations are, and I don't have enough time to go through all that because I'd end up just talking about me. But for you to be at the right place at the right time at the right moment for a right word of destiny that changed my course.
Yeah.
Tell me how you think that works for everybody that's listening.
Well, you know, I think really the prophetic, if you want to, in all of its different forms, you can really bring it down just to a simplistic thing from it's really hearing from God and delivering.
And delivering.
You know, and that's really a simple, but it's profound.
Yes.
Because there are a multitude of ways in which people hear from God.
Come on.
You know, some people will hear by impression. Some people are seers, so that they see things. It can happen when we see, say, a billboard, and it's about nothing, and the Holy Spirit quickens you because you look at that, and it's or it's a number, or it's it's or there's all sorts of different ways. It can be dreams. It can be just the impression, just a sense to be you know here. I tend to operate in many of those because for, you know, 30-something years now, I've been operating in that. And so I've had different experiences of that. And then delivering it is a really important thing. I think that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says to pursue love.
Yes.
And to desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you would prophesy.
Yes.
And so pursuing love, when you pursue something, you're chasing after it.
Yes.
You know, you're trying to catch up to it. You're trying to get it. You know, there's an intentionality about it. And I think that's why in Corinthians we have, you know, 1 Corinthians 12, which is talking about the spiritual gifts. And then you have 1 Corinthians 14 that's talking about the spiritual gifts. And then in between those two is 1 Corinthians 13.
Come on.
Oh, that's pretty profound.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's
the
all about
chapter.
Love. It's the love chapter. Wonderful chapter on love.
Yes.
And so you've got this cushioning of love. And the gifts are meant to operate in love.
That's good.
In a place where people feel better from being around you and hearing something from you and don't feel worse.
Awesome.
You know, and there's so many, you know, the prophetic has got such a bad name because people have delivered in such a bad way.
Okay, so you just talked about so many different things, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, man.
But oh, that's okay.
Dude, check this out. So so one of the things I like to say is this: just because God is speaking doesn't mean that you know it.
Yep.
Just because you know it doesn't mean that you understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's actually five of those, but I want to land on the next one. Just because you understand it doesn't mean that you know how to deliver it.
Oh,
it is just as important that you learn how to deliver it, that you're demonstrating the heart of Jesus, not only in what you're saying,
yep.
but in how you are delivering yep. a prophetic word.
Yeah. I mean, there are sometimes, too, that we don't even are meant to deliver.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely.
There's sometimes we're meant to actually pray.
That's right.
We're actually meant to intercede for
Come
the
on,
person.
That's good.
And then there are times when we get it. Now, if we deliver it, how Paul was telling us to do, so that it exhorts or it edifies or comforts,
yes.
which is with love,
yes.
then no matter how you miss it, you're still going to bless the person.
Come on. Okay, so I have been praying with people at one time or another, and I actually seen something really bad. You do not, just because you see something bad doesn't mean that you call out, you know, I just saw something bad and, you know, you have this evil in your life or this bad thing is going to happen or whatever. You have a responsibility to represent the heart of Jesus
yes.
when you prophesy, just
yes.
like you do through anything else.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we've misunderstood, you know, when it says that we're to speak the truth in love.
Yes.
So if we realize truth is a person.
Yes, truth
Jesus
is a person.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth.
Yes.
So if we're to speak the truth, then we are to speak what would Jesus say and how would he say it
yes.
to this particular person. A lot of people have got this idea that they're just going to give people a piece of their mind. They're
yes.
going to hit somebody with their words
yes.
and then just say, it's in love. you know, just to sort of dress it up, just to make it. But that's not how.
Well, we say bless your heart. You can say any mean thing you want to, as long as you say bless your heart at the end of it.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's a Texas thing. Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Just to add a little disclaimer to it. Doesn't. And so you know, if we would have people, and that's what you and I are doing. We're training people
yes.
to be able to deliver the word of the Lord in such a way that it's received. Because
yes.
it doesn't matter how truthful it is. If you deliver it in a way that people don't receive it, then what's the use?
Yes.
You just said something that could have changed a person's life, could have encouraged, could have built up, could have edified, could have comforted, but because you delivered it in such a bad way, they don't receive the word and they miss yep. out on that.
Okay, so this is how I like to put that. If you move prophetically and you demonstrate something that drives people away from God, that mm-hmm. just makes you the prophet of hell.
Absolutely.
It doesn't make you the prophet of God. Well, yep. even, but I have a kingdom anointing. Well, you know, there's lots of people, even in the Bible, that were anointed by God and they hooked up with God's enemies.
Yep.
And they, you know, they did that all the time.
And I think it also has to do with people's understanding of the prophetic in these days. There are a lot of people who have seen the Old Testament prophets yep. in action and think that's how you operate here, but there's a different place. It was a divine concentration of the Holy Spirit.
Excellent.
People couldn't hear directly. They couldn't talk to God. They had to go to a prophet, and the prophet would ask God. And so the prophet was required to tell the person exactly what God said, not
yes.
to interpret it, not to give it another way. And if he didn't, according to the Old Testament, he could be stoned.
That's correct.
With rocks, right?
Yes, I got it. This is not Colorado.
No, no.
This is not California. It's Texas.
Yeah. And if the people didn't receive, they also could be stoned.
Yes.
But in the New Testament, we have what's called divine distribution. Mm. So we have the Spirit of God living in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We have God himself in us. And so, therefore, it's a different place. And to be an Old Testament prophet in the New Testament, it's totally wrong.
Okay, so I think some real good examples of that. I know that within my own life, I saw years ago. I had an open vision, and I haven't had a whole lot of that. I'm not really an open vision kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
and I love it when people are. You know, I run around with Jamie Galloway and people like that, and they're just crazy people. But I had an open vision, and I saw three different stages of something happening in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a bomb go off underground and mm-hmm. none of the buildings fell. I saw a bomb go off above ground and some of the buildings fell. And then I saw a bomb go off at ground level and all the buildings fell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not gonna take that word and go and prophesy that to New York. I'm gonna prophesy mercy and mm-hmm. protection and
Absolutely.
Revival and people turning their hearts
Absolutely.
To God.
Yeah.
That's my role as a kingdom person. person. Yeah. I'm not going to go there and say, I saw this and you're this, you know, terrible thing's going to happen. That would make me the prophet of hell. Yeah. That's not God's heart.
Yeah. And so we teach people, don't prophesy the problem.
Oh, there you go.
Prophesy the solution.
That's good.
So people know the problems. They know what is wrong in their life. They don't need to hear that. You don't need to be anointed or have any particular supernatural ability to tell people what's wrong.
That's exactly right. Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv. Mark, before we go any further, man, if people want to contact you or if they want to look up your ministry, how do they do that?
You can go to www.kingdomdevelop.com.
Kingdomdevelop.com. Go to the World Wide Waste of Time, www.kingdomdevelop.com, and you can find my brother right there. Okay, so listen, we're talking about the character that you need to have in demonstrating the heart of the Father when it comes to prophetic things. Now, I told you that one of the things that I like to say is just because God is speaking does not mean that you know it. Just because He knows it does not mean that you understand it. These are all skill sets and things that we have to desire and we have to go after, and you have got to experience these things over and over and over again and learn from it. Just because you understand it doesn't mean you know what to do with it.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Just because you know what to do with it doesn't mean you know what the outcome is going to be. And just because you know the outcome doesn't mean that it's going to completely play out like that.
Yep.
It's 30, 60, 100 fold, and there's all kinds of variables that go in with that.
Yep.
And so that tends to be very offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me, Mark, that so much of the prophetic is by nature offensive, that if you're not willing to just get past your comfort zone, that you can't operate in it whatsoever.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things that I've learned and I think continue to learn is that offense is often the doorway to destiny. What often happens?
Offense is the door to destiny.
Yeah. So.
I've had so many doors to destiny in my life.
Well, I mean, what happens is you have this opportunity when you get offended or offense comes to you to either take the offense or step into your destiny. And I think we have to learn how to close the door on things.
Come on, that's good. David.
Yeah.
Kia David stuff.
Close the door. Yeah. You know, so it was like the woman who was getting ready to sell her sons.
Yes.
The prophet, her husband had died. She has no money. And the prophet comes along and says, what do you have? And says, well, I have a little bit of oil. He says, okay, go and collect all the containers that you can and then shut the door.
Come on.
Because the doorway is always the transition point from one realm to another.
So good.
So he was saying, close the door on what has been and start to release the oil. Start to release it now and pour it and pour it and pour it and pour it. And we have to learn how to shut the door on some things so that when we come into a place where we're offended, it's like shut the door on it. Don't even go there.
I'm thinking about so many shut the door scriptures. I'm thinking about Jesus raising up somebody from the dead. It says, and he shut the door. I think about Jesus entering into the room after he was resurrected and it said, and the door was shut.
Yep.
So that was then, this is now, and we're not operating in that other place anymore. We're operating in this new place. Man, that's good, bro.
Shunammite woman?
Yeah, come on. Come on.
It was Elijah, wasn't it? I went in, shut the door.
God. I'm thinking about Noah's Ark when God shut the door.
Absolutely. So we love to talk about open doors.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm all about open doors.
Of course you are. And of course, we're stepping into the double open doors.
Yes, sir.
Which is 2020 is.
Yes, sir.
But there is a place in which we need to shut the door on a season, or shut the door on a fence, or shut the door on something else. You just don't want to go there. And that's why David taught us that we are magnifiers. Mm. God has made us to be magnifiers, and we are called to magnify Him. We're not called to magnify the problem. We're not called to magnify issues and stuff, which is really worry and anxiety.
Yes.
And so whatever you are magnifying, you are worshiping.
Okay. So when it comes to the prophetic,
yep.
If you see, like, I would just tell you this. There have been times that I have prayed for people that I really thought there's something bad wrong in their life is on the line, something medically or what. Mm-hmm. But I didn't prophesy death into their life.
No.
Why would I do that?
Yep.
So what I'm saying is, you know what? The Lord wants to come into your life in a whole new way concerning the healing of your body. Yep. And He wants you to trust Him. He wants you to believe Him way yep. past the line of yep. what other people have told you.
Yep.
And that comes from a prophetic word of a death sentence being spoken over those people's lives. But you're not bringing the death sentence. Nope. You're bringing the heart of Jesus towards yep. that.
Yeah. And you see, you know, I've taught, and again, from a simplistic point of view, my definition of spiritual warfare is simply operating on opposite spirit. Mm. So if you see something and you want to bring something else,
yeah.
you don't do anything by telling people what you've seen that is what they've already got. You actually have to operate in the opposite.
That's good.
So that when you see somebody, for instance, struggling with their identity, there's no good at telling them that they're struggling with their identity. You start to call them into who they are.
Wow.
You start to begin to say that you are, you know, a mighty man or a mighty woman of God.
That's good.
You know, that you have been raised up for such a time as this.
Come on, amen.
That you are called according to His purposes.
So good.
That you have so much to step into. And in fact, there are some people that are listening now. You need to take this on board. You need to hear right
amen.
Now. You are a mighty man or a mighty woman of God. That you are here for such a time as this, that there is purposes and plans that God has for you. And that no matter what are the circumstances that are coming around about you, because we all have them, but it's time for you to take hold of the fact that there's a calling on your life. There's a calling as a son
Hallelujah.
And a daughter of the Lord. And your Father in heaven is coming around about you now to enable you to be able to step out of hopelessness
and then
step into hope.
So good. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Podcast listener. Hey, man, I'm sitting in the studio here, and Mason and I are talking. We're like, hey, we need to do just a brief, tiny 1 minute interruption and remind people that if they need prayer, that they can call us. And you can. If you need prayer, if you need resources, or if you need information about the Arise Zion Israel tour from March 23rd, I think it is, to the 31st, if you need information about Open Door Church, or how we're saving girls out of sexual trafficking, or how you can partner with us, all of that is found at troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888. Please be sure and let people know about this podcast and the amazing ministry that all of us as partners are doing together. All right, let's go back to the podcast. Here we go. All my kids are grown up now, mm-hmm. and my youngest are a set of twins, and they're 26, and my oldest is 31, and I have 7 grandkids. It's amazing to me the transition that happens from kids to grandkids, because when you're a young man, especially when you have kids when you're young, like mm-hmm. I did, I had my first child at 19,
right.
Okay? Well, you feel this tremendous pressure for your kids to be somebody.
Yep.
And then what happens is whenever you have grandkids, you just feel this joy in just being somebody to them,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's amazing. Okay, well, yeah, that happens with maturity and all that kind of stuff. But my point is this: as a parent, you become aware of issues within your kid's life, and if you're super young, you want to attack that issue,
yep. yeah.
and you want to actually threaten your kids and say, "You're not going to act like that. You're not going to do this. I know what you're thinking. Gang, 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 gang." Right. And I think that just in our own immaturity as well, in operating in gifts of the Holy Spirit and being church leaders, a lot of times we do that, and it's just immaturity. It's just craziness.
Yep.
And so we should rather feel more of a grandparent kind of feeling towards the people. Like, I have a responsibility to demonstrate Jesus to you and to be somebody to you so that you can believe me when I say you are who you are. Yeah. I think that that's just a maturity issue is what I think it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was reading something some time ago by some management writers, and they were examining a whole lot of organizations and looking at some of the criteria and all of those sorts of things. And they talked about the difference between an owner and really a victim. And so that owners take ownership of who they are.
That's good.
And they said, you don't attack victims by telling, by making them more victimized.
Come on.
You know, by telling them that they're a victim. But you actually help them to come out of that by showing them that they can become owners and they can own what it is. So it's really about perspective. And so the prophetic is so often about giving people a different perspective, about giving people a perspective which is God's perspective, another way of looking at something, and to see it from a redemptive, see it from a hope-filled, positive way, rather than just to simply hear what they've always heard.
So good. Well, brother, listen, we only have about 2 minutes left. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Isn't that just ridiculous? I know, man. We're just now getting wound up. Friends, you are listening to a podcast that you can listen to in its entirety and all of my podcasts by going to troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888, or you can also just look up Mark Crawford, and his website is www.kingdomdevelop.com.
Kingdomdevelop.com.
Kingdomdevelop.com. So be sure and look him up there. Listen, Brother Mark, within about 30 or 40 seconds, could I get you to pray for everybody? Could you pray for the people listening on the radio or the podcast that they want to hear God speak, they want to grow in the prophetic?
Okay. All right. Father, we just thank you that you have caused us to be your people, that you have brought us into your family. You've adopted us as your sons and awesome. Daughters. Father, we thank you that you are speaking to us more than we're hearing. Yes. So I'd ask you to help us to be able to hear. I'd ask you to be able to help us to be able to understand clearly what you are saying, that you give people courage and boldness to be able to receive and to be able to deliver in appropriate ways, in a good ways, in a ways that are righteous. Father, I thank you for dreams and visions as people tonight are sleeping, that there are some people that have struggled with nightmares that would stop. And they Father, stop. That have great dreams, that would have wonderful dreams. Father, that have wonderful experiences of you speaking, and that would experience new things in Jesus' name.
Well, Brother Mark Crawford, thank you so much, my friend. It's such a blessing to have you, man.
Great.
Yeah, so great.
Thanks.
Friends, listen, for everybody who's listening all over the world right now, I want to tell you I love you. I'll tell you this, that God is speaking to you. You can hear him speak. There's a word from the Father that changes absolutely everything for you. Be sure and visit me at troybrewer.com or call 877-413-0888. And I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.